Weiter in Shasra Menachos Daf Ayin. Pick up a Samach Tesma base by the bottom of the page. Very bottom line. Ba'irava le'inyan Meiser Mai. What's going to be the din in reference to Meiser? Do you go after the root or not? Continuation from yesterday's Gemara. Hechi Dami. What exactly are we talking about? Kigom. We're talking about the case. Peep. Turn the page. Ayin Menachos Daf Dinu Vasrenu. Well, let's see. Is Ma'uma. That is, you have these ears of grain. And he estimated, and then he took a Meiser from it. Now, why would he estimate it? Because he didn't yet. Rashi says Shakatsa Shalom Harry Velo Dashim, didn't do Dash yet. Ella Isran the Shaslam Laosan Shalhulan. What he did is without threshing them, he goes and he estimated he took a Meiser in it, and then says Garva Shaslinum, he replanted them. Interesting. Let's say it grew to a level 1. I replanted it. Nosifalu, and then it grew to a level 2. So what's the deal over there? Do you have to take up mices from 1 and 2, or just from the second part that grew? Imtim Salomar, if you want to say that laws in Basar Ikar, or that we don't go after the Ikar when doing, but if it's going to come out to be a kula, but Tosefis by Yasuri, and the increase therefore needs taking off mices, Ikar Mai, what about the Ikar itself? Does the Ikar itself have to be take Meiser aside? Omer le Abaye. Abaye says, Meishna mikol chiti v'sari da'alma. Why should this case be different than any other case of wheat and barley that are ba'alma in the world? Which after they take Meiser, they're planted and they have more things to come. You have to take off the entirety. So here also, it doesn't go after the original root and has to be Meiser aside. The entire thing should also have to be, including the original root. Omer le says back, Davar shezaru kala, about something whose seed color decomposes when it grows, like kernels of wheat and barley, that'll be better. That's not a question for me. Yeah, of course, such a thing. Nothing in the original seeds there anymore, and therefore goes into the entire entity, the new entity. Elohim Kohen. By the way, where's the question? Dovish ain't sour color, where it doesn't decompose. Matter, what's going to be then in such a case? Let's say an ear of grain. Tif should lay. Let's learn it out. Mehal damer Rabbi Yitzchak, amar Rabbi Yochanan, litra batzel shetikno. If you have a litra, which is a type of measurement of weight, of onions that were not micer-sized yet, and one fixed by taking off, you know, trumas and micers, was only then he planted it, it's tired according to its entirety. Yeah? You're back to the whole thing. So it's clearly showing that when the root doesn't decompose, and like this case, if it doesn't decompose, it regrows on itself, it needs to be re-tithed after it's replanted. No, no, that's not a right, because that's the way that it normally, that's what happens. You relate to it, it grows on itself. If you're in the case of the ears of the grain, replanting is not the normal way of going and doing it. You know, Variah. What about a case if you have a non-perforated pot? What's going to be done over there? Can it be tithed from grain grown in another non-perforated pot? Says the Gemara, Ilo Nakov, if this flower pot that the grain is taking measure of is not Nakov, then what's the issue? Halo Nakov is not Nakov, and therefore this is not the Raisa. So why would Maisha take him another one up? Why wouldn't it be okay? So do you mean to say that we're talking about the case of it returned and or one came and then made a hole in it after the grain began to grow in it and therefore continued to grow afterwards? So the question is whether the grains later can later be Maisha-sized from within itself, because it's two separate things. Started off Durabon and then turned into the Raisa. Right? Says the Gemara, but hacha, what would come out from such a thing? That question is whether the root retains its own putter status of Durabanan or takes on a chiyavan over here. So then it's asking over here the same question that Rava had asked earlier, just about a different din. But really, you can't compare these two, because Hacha over here, where the perforated, where he perforated the pot while the grain was still growing, Chadaz Riehi, it's one long planting. And at the time of making the holes, it becomes attached to the ground and it continues to sprout. And therefore, we could look at it like the root and the increase is one entity, with the root taking on the status of the increase and becoming subject to Mises. Just like it, but also in the case of Rava's case, when they replanted the ears of grain, there's two separate plantings over there, so you can't compare them. By Rabbi Yavo, Shibboleth. When we are dealing with these an ear of grain and it's attached to the stalk, Mercha Bikri. You smoothed it onto the pile. After it was harvested, you smoothed it on the pile. And then you came along. Now, smoothing the pile is the last step in the processing of the grain. You then put it on and you replanted it. Vikar Aleh Shem B'mechubar. And you said, declared it to be the truma while it was attached to the ground. Now, what is going to be the din? Is it or is it not truma? The Gemara says, Kivan de mercha tavlala. Once he smoothed the grain, he made it into tevel, right? It became now chayiv and truma. And since it's chayiv and truma before, as we planted the gikar aleishim kadshala, then when he declares it truma, then he's makdish it to be that. So Dilma, maybe say, he came with the shtazel, since he replanted it, pakale tivla mina, it's tevel, the status of tevel left it. So when later it came with his truma, it doesn't really mean anything. Amilai. If it's really true that the grain is truma, it's seen a truma of mechubar l'karka. Now we find him having that you could have something like truma as mechubar l'karka tanan, but we have a Mishnah which is not like that. Now the Sosa Shas right away jumps on this and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. L'kotzer daiti lo yadati letzayin makom of Mishnah over Reisa shehei mafurish davizeh. I don't know where this is found anywhere. Right, this is such a thing. But anyway, let's read through it. We don't find it such a case like that. So Amalei says back to Mikitanya. No, in reference to that, Mishra was taught. Leinian, Ichayuve Misa. What was it taught over there? In reference to someone who purposely goes ahead and eats Truma, becoming now Chayiv Misa, Bidei Shamai. V'chomesh, and also in reference to the din of Chomesh, right? If someone goes and eats it by accident. The Mishnah is telling us that a person cannot become chayev to these things by eating truma that's attached to the ground. Why? Because one first picks the grain and then eats it. Talashu, it's considered talashu. And if he bends over and eats it while it's attached, then that's not anything because this is a weird way of eating. You go and eat something that's not considered like an eating over there. So the Mishnah is telling us that one who eats truma that's attached to the ground is not going to be chayev misa. The Mishnah doesn't tell us, teaching us that the grain attached to the ground can never become truma in the first place. Therefore, this Mishnah is not coming to answer Vavo's question. So according to Abaye's understanding, the Mishnah is telling us that eating of the grain attached to the ground is not legally considered like eating. The Gemara wants to say, hold on a second, a pinkas of Ilfa. What about the pinkas of Ilfa? And that is that Ilfa wrote the following idea. We know Ilfa of Tainus fame, Ksuvus fame. It was a chavusa of Rav Yochanan. Beitzing nivlas ha'of hatar. Let's say you have eggs from a oaf, a chicken, that's a kosher chicken. Miksasim b'chut, some of it's outside the bird, and miksasim b'fin, some inside of the bird. Ilfa wrote to me, b'fin, the ones that are inside the bird, mitame b'gadim ha'beis ha'bliya. They, just like the bird itself, are going to be mitame a person's clothing while they're in his beis ha'bliya, while eating them, swallowing them. B'chut, so it's on the outside of the bird. They are not going to metame a person's clothing while they are in his throat. As we've seen over time in Shas, there's something very unique about the nevela of a bird. Right? The nevela of an animal or a bird that wasn't shechted properly, the nevela of a kosher bird is tummy. Unlike other sources of tummy, it's not going to be metame by touching or carrying it. Only someone who eats it, that's beis ha'bliya, swallowing it. And then it's going to metame their clothing that he's wearing at the time. All right, so Ilf was talking about a kosher bird that was in the process of laying eggs when it died. Some of the eggs had already left its body. The others are still inside at the moment that it died. And that's what's going on over here. So the case of the eggs within the bird is talking about someone who puts his mouth in the bird's stomach, like sticks it into there, and eats the eggs. Now, even though this is not the normal way people normally eat eggs, the person is still going to be considered like he did something which is significant of eating. It's considered eating. And therefore, in the case of someone who eats a grain that's attached to the ground, even though it's different from the normal manner of eating, it should be considered like an act of eating, which goes against that which Rabbi just said. The Gemara makes a distinction between the two cases. Talush, one is detached on the ground, like the case of the eggs. In such a case, avidi in sheid achliachi. That's the way the people go and they eat like that, and therefore the person eating the eggs instead of the bird is considered like a real eating. When it's attached to the ground, like the case of the grain, the law avidi in sheid achli, it's not normal for people to eat it like that, and therefore a person is eating that grain that's attached to the ground is not considered like really type of eating. Amar Rav Tavyomi bar Kisna Amar Rav Shmuel hazoreya kilayim ba'otzis sheinu nakav. This is someone goes and plants kilayim in a flower pot sheinu nakav that's not perforated. Aser, it's aser midera banan. Amar Abai bishlami yashmina lokem makas mardus midaban and shapir. If it makes sense. If Rav Tavyomi is telling us that this person is going to get Malchus Mardus Midrabanan. Ella Asa, but if he's seeming to think that it's Asa, my Kamash Milan. What's he teaching us? To Midrabanan, have you Zriya? What he's trying to tell us, Midrabanan, when you put these things, you sow the things, you plant them in a non preferred pot, it's considered planting. Tanina, we are never seen a Mishnah in Damai. Tara Mishainu Nakov al Nakov Truma. If you go ahead and separate Truma from stuff that's grown in a non preferred pot, on those that are growing a perforated pot, Truma is considered Truma. If you ask for Truma, then you got to go and do it again. To fulfill the De'oraisa Chiev, the Truma status of the stuff of a non-perforated pot tells us that it means the Rabbanon, the stuff of such a thing, is considered to have been planted. Since this is known from the Mishnah, it can't be the purpose of Yotam, he's telling us. So therefore, if the Mishnah's purpose is to tell us that one who plants Kilayim in a non-perforated pot is going to get Malchus Mardus. Zok the next Hilaga Hilaga Mishnah. Upon wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, these are chayiv in the mitzvah of chala. Mitzvah from zemzeh, and not only that, but they're mitzvahif, right? Siruf between these things that combine for this chayiv. That's just mefarsh gemara and amud base. And they're usher from the laws of Chadosh to be eaten before the Omer. When we lick Tzor Melefnei Pesach to be harvested before Pesach. Yeah. Im Yishrishu called them Lomer. If these grains, wheat, rice, well, and barley, if they took root before the Omer, HaOmer Matir and the Omer Matir. If they laugh, and if not, it's Shurman Hashem HaOmer Abba. Maybe also until the next Omer comes. Tana, Kusmin Milchitin, spelt as a type of wheat. Shibol, Shuol, Vashibom, and so on, their type of barley. Kusmin, spelt. Beep, beep, turn the page. I know a base. Gulba, that is Gulba. Mm. And Shibon Dishra. Rye is Dishra. Shibol, Shuol, Shibol, Tale. Tala. This is a. Aramaic stuff going on over here. Honey in. The Mishnah said these five types of grain fall into the category of chalos. Now we say honey in. These five, yes. Or is v'dochen, no. Rice and millet do not fall into the category of chala at all. You have to think of chala if you make something from those products. We know this from Amir Shalkish. Lechem, lechem, mi matzah. We have gzir, shovel, lechem, from matzah. Ksiv, acha. When you'll eat from the bread of the land, lechem oni. Right? So therefore, there's chalav mitzvah applies to one, chalav applies to the other. And what about the case of matzah? How do we know it's going to be made from one of these species? Don't eat chametz with it for 7 days. You see with it matzahs, lechem oni. The varma boim lidei chimutz. That's the only things that come to become chametz. Adam yotzven lidei chalos of Pesach. With which a person can fulfill his chiyuv to eat matzah on Pesach. Yotzu elu excluded from these are these rice flour and millet flour. Sheino boim lidei chimutz. It can come to chametz. Ele lidei sirchan. They're going to come and they're going to spoil if you leave it out. It just becomes nasty. We see there's only 5 grains of the Mishnah that can be used for the matzah. Gzer Shov is teaching the same as in reference to the Chalachiyof, applies to the dough made of the 5 grains. Umitzar fin zem zem, next part of the Mishnah said, Mitzar with each other, Tana, Tfuv, Akmachim, Apitzekos. If you have the grain, flour, and dough, Mitzar fin zem zem, they are Mitzar fin from the other, the Mayachasa. What's coming to teach you? Rav Kahana, Leni, the Chada, Shov, the Chada, someone who eats a kezayis of these things before the Omer, it's going to be chayiv, it's going to be malchus. If you also find a different answer, then chametz of Pesach. In reference to chametz on Pesach, one who has a kezayis of these different types of foods in a chametz state on Pesach is going to be chayiv, karis. Ababa Omer, another thing, in your ma'aser sheni, di achalei chutz lechoma, it's telling us that if one eats a combination of these things, the flour, the dough of ma'aser sheni, to the level of a kezayis outside Yerushalayim, lucky is going to get malchus. Rav Amar is another answer. Linya Tumas Ochen is talking about Tumas Ochen. It could be to form a kibbutz out, for food tuma. Now I've come out from Milan, and the Bais is coming to tell us that the tefu kamachem doing the betzekos.
In reference to tumah, the law of grain and flour is like that of dough. Mahas, I'm just like over there in the case of dough, the law of tumah needs uchel be'ene. You have to have a kibetza of the food and it's be'ein as is. Avachanam here too. In the case of grain and flour, uchel be'ena, it's got to be a kibetza of be'ein, straight up, excluding the husks that enclose the kernels and the barley, the bran, the barley flour, which are not considered food, and therefore not considered part of the kibetza. Does support chita bein klupa bein shein klupa mitzerefes, a kernel of wheat, whether it's peeled or not, it's combined with other foods to make the kibetza needed for tumah. The husks of the wheat kernels are fit for eating. Therefore, even unpeeled kernels count towards the kibetza. So, but let's say barley, klufa, if it's peeled, mitzaref, it's combined, v'shen and klufa, if not, emisaref, it's not mitzaref. The husks of barley kernels are not fit to be eaten. Therefore, they do not fall into the category. Says Gemara, Eini, is this really true? V'atan is Rabbi Shmuel. It talks about seeds that are fall to the category of tumas ochem. It says, al kol zera zerua asher yizareah. Upon any seeds that are plantable, these are edible seeds, that are plantable means that are in the state in which people take them out for planting. Chita beklipasa, wheat in its husks, sar beklipasa, and barley also. So the Brisa says that the kernels of barley can be fall into the category of tumah even while they're in the husks. Even though they aren't edible, they're protecting the kernels and they combine with it to in reference to tumah. This goes against the previous brisa. It's more lokasha. Habalachos, the later brisa is talking about the case of moist barley husks. They are protecting the kernels, and therefore they're going to combine. The habi yaveshos, the other brisa is talking about when they're dried out, therefore they're not protecting them anymore, but they just fall off, and therefore they're not considered protecting it, and they're not mitzarif with the kernels with tumah. Sag zvaiter v'asurim b'chadash milufnei omer. And they're going to be aser under the law of chadash to be eaten before the omer. Minani miri. Where do we know this from? Amar Rish Lakish Asi lechem lechem matzah. We have a gzir shavu lechem lechem from matzah. If it looks so lefnei Pesach, to be harvested before the Pesach, minani miri. Where do we know this from? Amar Reb Yochanan. Right, that the Isser gets harvesting chadash applies to all the grains of the Mishnah, and not only to barley. Aseracious, racious, mechala, vixir, shavracious is from chala. Yavracious kitzirchem, and racious every so seichem. Just like the chalachiv applies to bread made of any one of the five grains, so to the Isser against harvesting before the Omer applied to any one of the five grains. My kodim l'Omer, what does it mean before the Omer? Meaning until what point is in the Omer process, is it aser to eat chadash? Rabbi Yonah Omer, kodim kitzirchem Omer. He says it means that before the harvesting of the Omer, according to him, Chadosh is also for eating only until the Omer is harvested. Okay, fascinating. Rabbi Yossi bar Zavda Omer called him Avos Omer. Means that the bringing of the Omer, according to him, Chadosh means also until the Omer is actually brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Asur Mechadosh of the Omer. Also under the din of chadash to be eaten before the omer v'liksa lefnei Pesach to be kosher as before Pesach. It's talking about the first day of Pesach until which time it's aser to harvest new grain. Once the first day of Pesach passes, the harvest is mutter. The omer itself is harvested on the night following the first day after it's been kosher. All the other things can be harvested also. Bishlam the mandomer kol avonos omer. Okay, it makes sense according to the one who says that the mishnah means before bringing of the Omer, namely Rav Yossi Bar Zavda, Haini Delo Ka, Ariv Lehu, Vitani Lehu. And that's why the Mishnah didn't combine the two statements of eating and harvesting to teach them like one. Elamad Omer, Kodim Ksiras Omer. According to one who says that before the harvesting of the Omer, Le Arvinhu. Just mix these two phrases together, Leravinu v'listeninu, and teach them like one, to say, Asur mechadosh v'liksa v'fnei Pesach. The fact that Mishnah doesn't do that would seem to knock off Rabbi Yonah's view. So Gemara says, Eli itmar, asif itmar. Okay, if this was said, it was said on the Sefa. Im hishrishu kodim l'omer, if they took root before the Omer, ha'omer matir, and the Omer is going to matir them. And on that, man kol no omer, what does it mean before the omer? At what point did the omer process? Does the need the plant have taken root? Abiyona omer kodem avos omer, it means before the bringing of the omer. According to him, the grain needs only to take root before the omer is brought. Abiyosu is after omer kodem kutsiris, so before it was kutsirisized, before we harvested. The Mishnah rules that inclusion of a plant in the omer, matir, depends on whether it took root. So now we try to figure out where they come from. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, beep, turn the page. Ayin Alpha Medav Aleph. Rabbi Yoshaya Didari, Rabbi Yoshaya of his generation, lo tesiv akarach ad the first lay, lama season. Don't sit down until you can explain the following Mishnah. Menai lo omer shamatir bashrasha. Where do we know that the omer is going to matir new grain that has taken root but hasn't grown? Minalan, tesiv aviv. Because it says, aviv, ripe ears, and this pasuk is specifying that the grain used for the omer has to be ripe. Lav mechlal, the ikah, the lav aviv. This is applied that there's also crops that are not ripe, but are still included in the omer matir. So we see that the omer matirs, even grain that's not yet ripe, that seems to include even grain that has just taken root. It says, Gemara, not a ride, the lav aviv, la'olim da'ayel shlish. Okay, maybe it's going to matir grain that is not ripe. But at least it was to the level of a shlish that got to a third of its size. However, if the grain didn't get to a third but has only taken root, then maybe the omer is not going to matter it. Where it says Elamer Shmuel mehachel chermesh, from when the sickle is first put for the standing crops. It's most expensive the grain used for the omer has to be something that says roi to be kutzer-sized. La mechadika the lava chermesh. Does imply that there are crops that are not fit to be sickle size, but are still included in the omer matir? Crops that have not yet attained a third, we see that the omer matirs even those crops. It follows that the crops that have just taken root are included. Says the Gemara, and one second, the lav bar chermesh. Okay, I get it. The omer matirs grain that it's not fit for the sickle. Lolum shachas. But it's got to be the stage of shachas, of fodder. It's got to be at least eaten by animals, the level it can be eaten by animals. Granted, it's only just taken root, though. It doesn't fall within the scope of the omer matir. Omer b'yitzchak, kama, standing crop, la mechal delav bar kama. Does this imply that there's a grain that is not in the category of a standing crop, right, that is just taken root, but is still going to be included in the omer matir? So it says the Gemara, delav bar kama. Okay, omer, we got it, that's going to matir something that's not in the category of a standing crop. Lolam agam, but still, it must be bendable. But if the grain has not even reached that stage, but has only just taken root, the omer is not going to matir it. Ela amareva, asher tizra. That you sow, this is telling us that the omer is matir the new grain, mishas zriya, from the time of planting it. Amalira papalarava. Yachi, if so, that the omer is going to matir even the newly sown grain. Avagav the lov, the lohishir stami. Then the omer should also affect even the grain that didn't take root at all. But our Mishnah states that the grain has to, must at least have taken root to be included in the omer matir. Amalay says, sudani. So Dani is a lashon of great sage. Tamid Chachamim Moshim Sod Hashem L'Riyav Basadik Siv says in the field. It tells us that the matir takes effect only on grain that became part of the field and taking root in it. That's what taking root in that thing. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.